Yeah, he sang it.
My name is Edward Ole, and as you shall understand, I was born on Prince Edward's Island near to the ocean strand. In 1880, when in the flowers of a brilliant youth, I left my native country, my fortune to pursue. I landed in New Brunswick, that lumbering country. I hired out to work in lumber woods where they cut the tall spruce down. I was loading two sleighs from a yard and I received my fatal wound. Now there's danger on the ocean where the sea rolls mountains high. There's danger in the battlefield where the angry bullets fly. There's danger in the lumber woods and death seems solemn there. And I became a victim unto that fatal snare. Here's a do unto my father, 'twas him that drove me here. I did not like his treatment, I thought it too severe. For it is not right to press a boy or try to keep him down. It oftentimes drives him from his home when he is far too young. Here's a do unto my nearest friend, I mean my mother dear. She raised a boy that fell as soon as he left her tender care. How little did she think when she rocked me and sang sweet lullabies, what countries I might travel in, or what death I might die. Here's a do unto my younger friends, those island girls so true. Long may they live to enjoy their health where I my first breath drew. This world will go round just the same as before I pass away. What signifies a mortal man by moldering in the clay? If now my song is ended, I've one more word to say. Near to the village of Boystown, my moldering bones will lay, waiting for my Savior's calling on that great rising day. Old Earnshaw used to board our house. He used to sing. Woodchopper.
What was his name?
Burt. Ed Burt. Mm-hmm. Ed B-U-R-C-H Burt.
And he used to sing a lot.
Yeah.
You mentioned Boyster.
Yeah.
That's here in Kansas.
Or is that up in Prince Edward? That's up in Prince Edward, I guess. I said it to be up there.
You have some favorite songs that he sings?
Oh, they're all favorites of mine.
I thought of one. I hadn't thought of it in a long time. Maybe you got it recorded, though. It's the Dead Sheriff Sale?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't have that.
There's an old rusty cot that stands in a square, and for 90 long years that old cot has stood there. 'Tis surrounded by trees and a fence that is worn. It belonged to my forefathers, there I was born. You seldom would find a more happier lot than that little family that dwelt in that cot. There was father and mother, brother, sister, and I, till sickness came o'er us and father did die. Then brother left home to find something to do. And where he has gone to, no one ever knew. I toil late and early to keep down the debt. But oftentimes I'd hear myself pleading, and yet, please spare the old home, please spare it, I pray. Don't turn out my mother so feeble and gray, and my poor little sister so sickly and frail. Auctioneer, auctioneer, won't you please stop the sale? It was with him I pleaded, but without avail. The auctioneer, he continued to cry on that sale. And the very best bidder was a man quite unknown. When he laid down his money and purchased our home, then mother and I, both heartsick, sad, and sore, prepared to depart from the old cottage door. When the stranger stepped up, saying, your sorrows are done, I'll return you your money, I'm your long lost son. Love and rejoicing was there on that day, as my brother embraced my old mother so gray, with a welcome to me and my sister so frail. And that put an end to the dread share of sale. Some little children were playing games one day. Across the street a cripple was watching wistfully. It seemed so hard she could not play like other children do. They said that she would spoil the games and was a baby too. Her tender heart is breaking, for they won't let her play. And when she goes to Mama, she murmured wistfully, Mama, when I go to heaven, will the angels let me play? Or because I am a cripple, will they say I'm in the way? Here the children never call me, I'm a bother, they all say. Mama, when I go to heaven, will the angels let me play? Oh, I wish that Papa would come home before I go to sleep. Just tell him how I waited for his kisses on my cheek. That night when all was silent, the angels came that way and took away our darling, whose sweet lips seemed to say, Mama, when I go to heaven, will the angels let me play? Or because I am a cripple, will they say I'm in the way? Here the children never call me, I'm a bother, they all say. Mama, when I go to heaven, will the angels let me play? Let's sing. I don't know the name of it. Probably get it from the song. Mother, mother, now I'm married, how I wished I'd longer tarried. For my wife, she does declare that the breeches she will wear. Son, oh son, go home and love her, and no more to me discover. If again she does rebel, take a stick and bang her well. Home he went all in a wonder, knocking at the door like thunder. Who is there? The weaver cried, 'Tis my husband you must hide. In the room her husband entered, up the chimney Billy scampered. Draw some beer, for I am dry, to his kind wife he did reply. When she was gone, 'twas his endeavor for to find young Bill the weaver, hunting all the rooms around. Nothing of him could be found. Then another thought betook him, up the chimney for to look him. There he found the straggling stroll straddled on the chimney pole. Ah, I'm glad I found you, I shall neither hang nor drown you. Then he thought, but never spoke, I will strangle you with smoke. So he built on a roaring fire, much against his wife's desire, crying out with a very good will, husband, there's a man you'll kill. But he kept pouring on the fuel, she cried out, my precious jewel. Since I am your wedded wife, take him down and spare his life. From the chimney then he took him, round the room like help, he shook him, crying out with every stroke, never again will stop my smoke. There never was a chimney sweeper half so black as Bill the Weaver. Hands and face and clothes likewise, Bill went home with a pair of black eyes. Okay. Oh, it's on a different, different plan. Oh, it's the girl left behind. How do you get that?
No, I don't think we do.
There's a cottage down in Harlem where I went to see a dame, and you'd think she had a mortgage on my life. For she's got all my money, but of course she's not to blame. For you see, I'd asked this girl to be my wife. But when I told her father of my love so dear, he kicked me and he drove me nearly blind. He raised the parlor window and threw me to the street, and I could not see the girl I'd left behind. There's a little brown cot, a shady green spot, no happier home would you find. My heart's fairly gone, for I loved only one. She's the girl that I left behind. One evening in a concert hall, I thought I'd raise a fight when I told the girl I did not like her face. For I'd been drinking whiskey, and I thought the world was mine. But I soon found out how different was the case. For a cop, he gently grabbed me and led me to the door. Said he, old boy, I'll try and use you fine. He hit me with his nightstick and closed up both my eyes, and I could not see the girl I'd left behind. There's a little brown cot, a shady green spot, no happier home would you find. My heart's fairly gone, for I loved only one. She's the girl that I left behind.
Good. I was trying to remember that story you told about Pat Edwards and the money, just wanted a hole, just wanted to get the feel of it. Did you tell that story?
Yeah, that was the same Ed Burton I was talking about.
Oh, it was.
He was boarding up there.
Uh-huh.
He got his wood measured that day and got his pay for it. Come home, paid his board to Pat's wife. And he had an extra $10 bill there. Pat saw it and he says, Eddie, he says, would you let an old man, he says, feel that. He says, just feel how $10, see how $10 bill feels. Why, sure, he says, that'll make you feel any better. So he handed over to him and he fell of it. And he said, would you mind if let an old man put that in his pocket? He says, a little while. Just see how it seems to have $10 in his pocket. He said, boy, yeah. So he walked around with that in his pocket a while. Finally, he says, with bedtime, he says, would you let an old man go to bed with that in his pocket, just see what he dreamed about, how it seemed to have $10 in his pocket when he's asleep? He said, well, it'll make you feel any better to keep it till morning. So Ed went to bed. In the morning, got up, Pat wasn't there. Pat, or Ed knew pretty near where Pat was, so he started and walked up the hill, tied in up Cook's Falls, and there was Pat up there singing. He had the money pretty well spent.
That was George's father.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was George's father. Pat, he used to make up a lot of songs himself.
Do you remember any of those?
What about Woodford Stewart?
Well, he got that recorded. I sang that.
Yeah, he got that recorded.
Are you having children?
No, that was when Mr. Walmart came to the festival a couple of years ago.
I was thinking, an old miser in London did dwell, had a comely fine daughter, a beautiful girl. And when this old miser was out of the way, she was carted by a sailor lad by night and by day. And when this old miser came this for to know, down to the sea captain straight away he did go, saying, Captain, bold captain, I have bad news to tell. I have good news to tell. I have a young sailor boy of transport to sell. Oh, what will you give for him? The old miser did say, I will give you 10 guineas and a present beside. I will give you 10 guineas, take him o'er the white main, and he never will return to England to love you again. But when this fair lady came this for to know, down to the sea captain straightway she did go, saying, Captain, bold captain, I have bad news to tell. You have a young sailor boy, you lad I love well. Oh, no fairest lady that never can be. I bought him of your father for to cross the wide sea. I bought him of your father for to cross the white main, and he never returned to England to love you again. Woe be to my father, for he ruined me. Likewise to my mother, where'er she may be. I'll go home to my cottage, and there I will mourn. I will mourn for my sailor boy until he does return. The very next day, the ship it set sail. The very same day blew ye a wonderful gale. The ship it was wrecked, and all hands they were drowned, except this young sailor boy and one William Brown. They being good swimmers, they swam to the shore. They being good swimmers, they're in England once more. And now this couple's married and out of the way, in spite of the old miser and all he could say. Hi.
That's a good line.
I saw that some long of things ago.
Where did you get that one?
This said Bertie used to sing.
Oh, I see. That sounds like a real old one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
I heard that one. Yeah, if I hadn't bumbled it all up. Oh, well, now this adjourn. I'll come over sometime. I'll think of something.
Okay.
Thank you.